Chapter 2. For real? What the bleep? The next couple of days were the usual rinse and repeat. I received a text from Lorraine asking me about my wedding services and fees, and I replied. I took Lorraine back and forth to church. Our conversations grew increasingly engaging. I really enjoyed her warm energy. She had a great sense of humour too. Although she smiled a lot, I sensed something deeper beneath the surface. About 2 weeks had passed in this manner. I had dropped Lorraine off at her daughter's house, and a whisper came back as I went home. This time, I thought I must be losing it. Out of nowhere again. The thought was that Lorraine was going to be my lady. I remember saying, "Boy, you must be crazy. What the hell is wrong with you? Are you stupid?" After several pickups and drop-offs, I was questioning my sanity and was very reserved in my behaviour towards Lorraine. Cordial, but bewildered. Then one day I got home and I started this text. I proclaimed that I was somewhat smitten by her presence. I enjoyed her company very much, and I thought she was very nice, and so on and so forth. Understand, there was nothing physical, and I had no ulterior motives or desires. Then I read the text. Oh my goodness. It seemed straight creepy. Stalker. And, by the way, I have a soundproof dungeon under my house and plenty of drug drinks in the fridge. What the bleep. I quickly deleted the text. Immediately, a text came from Lorraine that was almost identical. I realised I'm going a little off track with this next piece of information, but I feel it is important for context and clarity. I feel, without a doubt, that this whole situation was truly spiritual. I think you will agree if you complete this book. Just before I met Lorraine, I was stuck in limbo. I sought counsel with an aunt about my situation with the end of Lynette and my relationship. And I missed the intimacy. As with any breakup, we examine every moment. I began to think about what I could change about myself to have Lynette back in my life. The whisper came again. Don't change for her. Change for yourself. Looking back, this is pure wisdom. If you change for someone to come back, you could become resentful and hateful if they don't. Then there was the fact that I wanted physical intimacy. But I wasn't going to have a relationship solely based on sex. And what if I found someone who would? And then one of us wanted to change the rules. And how could I love myself if I was willing to sell myself so short? Since everything can be improved, I wasn't selling myself short. I would work on myself and keep my pants on. 2 weeks later, I met Lorraine. Okay, back to the story. Lorraine had insisted on taking me to lunch. It was supposed to be an hour, but it turned into 3. That was the first time I realized time didn't exist when we were together. Being with her was like magic. And no, she didn't put anything in my drink. I loved being around her, but I couldn't discern any reason why. I didn't want anything from her. And honestly, I felt like I had nothing to give but kindness and a listening ear. We talked about everything imaginable. I hung on her every word, but still couldn't figure out why. At this point, I was in uncharted waters. Actually, I was drowning in what I could only call crazy. I loved her childhood stories. The more Lorraine talked, the more I wanted to listen. I felt like we completed each other. I would know what she was going to say. I could sense her feelings before she explained herself. Then she dropped the bombshell that she had lost her only child who showed her love, and how she had had zero support with his passing. I felt her pain so completely I would have to fight back the tears when she cried about her loss. At this point, I was so confused and dumbfounded. There was no way to explain what was going on. The heaviness under the surface I had felt was the loss of her son. What the bleep? Lorraine shared things she had never shared. That may not sound like much, but she had suffered incredible abuse from male figures all her life. One of her ex-boyfriends had attempted to throw her out of a second-story building. Lorraine had no reason to like men. In fact, if she had the soundproof dungeon and drug drinks, I would have completely understood. But she was confiding in me. I felt honoured, bewildered, and clueless. I didn't mention I am a fixer, helper. I believe in logic, procedure, and reason. Yes, I believed in God as far as I could at that level of awareness, but this was some unworldly stuff. With all my experience, education, and insight, I had no idea about anything anymore. I realized I knew nothing, but for some unknown reason, I was okay with it. I know we were both in a state of unknowing and semi-acceptance for quite some time. Neither one of us would talk about it. Everything defied explanation. Whether we were thinking about the other right before we called or texted, I would feel something was bothering her, and she would then talk about it. If I had not experienced this, I would have called it impossible and a lie. Then one evening, when Lorraine was sharing, the whisper, / thought, came again. Lorraine would need someone like me. I also came to realize the same about her. Lorraine was strong and independent, but she had a tender innocence that called for a protector. But not someone who would be overbearing and controlling. Lorraine needed someone to listen, and if needed, to guide her. Lorraine needed room to bloom, but a watchful eye for her benefit. Lorraine was very pretty and had a gorgeous figure, but didn't want to be known for it. She was unbelievably kind, caring, and supportive, but needed someone to give her the same in return. Unfortunately, 99% of the people around her just wanted to take and take. I never looked at her as pretty, cute, or anything else, and I was completely unaware of her figure until months later. It probably sounds overwhelming and incredible. So can you imagine when it was thrust on me? But then everything began to fall in place. The less I questioned it, the more this magic revealed itself. I felt like we were two parts of the whole. In some kind of way, we were the other half of each other. This is coming from someone who would scoff at and be irritated by movies about authentic love and communication in relationships. It was full-blown garbage that only a fool or a demented person would believe and watch. But now I was experiencing it. Each time I had the slightest doubt, something even more unbelievable would happen. In conjunction with this, I was led to read various books on spirituality, religion, psychology, sociology, meditation, epigenetics, quantum physics, and quantum mechanics, human behavioral sciences, and the like. All of these subjects have been included in my prior years, and I have been helping people since I was a child, and had been the go-to for hundreds of people. But this was way out there. The more I wanted to be there for Lorraine, the more I became. It is eerie when you become one with someone else. And no words can describe the synergistic harmony a human can feel. It makes you feel connected to everything, which I have become to realize we are. However, nothing is all good or all bad. God, through Lorraine, gave me my fire back. It was like a rebirth. Consequently, her pain became my pain. I could feel her pain when we were not even around each other. I felt she had entrusted me with who she was. And this became a burden, because almost everyone took advantage of her while treating her with contempt. I say it as a burden because I was not developed enough at that point. Being faced with understanding and accepting these things became a blessing in everyday life. Some things just are, and driving yourself crazy only drives you crazier while the situation remains the same. Lorraine loved Costco and visiting Goodwill in every state she visited. So, of course, in Texas, I would go with her. I loved to see her happy. And Lorraine loved to help others to be happy. She once gave a coat to a homeless person in New York during the winter time. Whichever religion you choose, or if you are a moral and spiritual being, you would have to give Lorraine her flowers. After one of our Costco, Goodwill, and Chinese food excursions, she told me how much she loved being there with me. I smiled and asked why. "Every time I go with other people," she says, "they want me to constantly buy them stuff. They question every decision I make, and they want to rush me about." We always made each other feel special with the simplest things. Consequently, I always felt protective of her and disgusted by people's offensive behavior towards her. This too changed because I realized all I could do was be the one who loved her completely and unconditionally. And as I developed as a complete being, more and more things fell into place. There is so much more to life. There are infinite frequencies and energies of being, much more than I could ever attempt to explain. Superposition in quantum physics is so much more than any human could conceive. Even now, I cannot completely understand the first "what the heck" moments experienced with my beautiful Earth angel. But I don't need to, because they happened, and I am forever changed.